Brilliance Audio.
Gouda Friends by Kathy Yardley. Performed by David Lee Huynh and Jennifer Zhang. Chapter 1. Tam Duan probably shouldn't have detonated her life over 7 ounces of cheese, but, in her defense, it was really good cheese. It was almost 3 in the morning when Tam had stumbled out of the elevator and down the hallway that led to her apartment. She was used to coming home late. But tonight she wasn't even supposed to be home, which made the late arrival that much worse. She'd been setting up a weekend off-site at a spa hotel for the ad agency account team that she assisted, with the promise of having time to enjoy herself. That is, until her boss, Lydia, told her she'd given up Tam's room to a VP who had unexpectedly decided to join their outing.
"I'm sorry, Tam, but he's a vice president. What was I supposed to say?"
Lydia had then pointedly glanced at her watch.
"You can take tomorrow off, all right? Now you better get going. The hotel people say the last train back is at 11, and you don't want to get stuck."
So Tam had caught an Uber and barely made the last train back to the city. She'd even taken a picture for Instagram of a deserted Grand Central Station with the clock showing 2:30 a.m. "Just another day at the grind. Hashtag Ghost Town Station. Hashtag 2 a.m. Hashtag questioning my life choices. Hashtag, if I die, delete my search history." She'd probably delete it in the morning. Not that she had a huge following, but she did run the social media for the agency, as well as a few accounts, so she had to be circumspect. Still, for now, she was sandy-eyed, frustrated, pissed. Worst of all, it felt too terribly familiar. Of course, she put in an 18-hour day with nothing to show for it. Of course she wasn't going to get what was promised. Of course she was getting screwed. She unlocked the door to the apartment she shared with her boyfriend, Brent. The lights were out. As a client finance manager for a global communications firm, Brent had to work long hours sometimes as well. But she figured he would be home by now despite recently being busy on projects at work. She'd invited him to the resort with her, but he'd said he was slammed and couldn't get the time off. She thought spending a long weekend at a luxury retreat might be good for them as a couple. It turned out to be good that he hadn't come with her. If he'd had to take the train to Manhattan this late, he would have been furious. He would have caused a scene at the hotel, maybe even gotten her fired, and fumed all the way back to Manhattan. No, better that he'd stayed here at the apartment. Since it was so late, she tried to be quiet as she cleaned up in the bathroom, washing her face of all makeup. She left her roller bag, the one she'd packed with 4 days' worth of clothes for her supposed vacation, in the living room rather than the bedroom. She'd deal with it tomorrow, or rather, later today. Her train of thought was immediately derailed as she slowly noticed something odd. "Brent must have eaten dinner in front of the TV," she thought. Then she registered that there were 2 plates on the coffee table. And 2 wine glasses. He had a friend over? Not that he had friends over very often, especially without her there, she puzzled. Usually they went out with friends for rare celebrations. But maybe... She turned on a light and stared as her already punch-drunk brain tried to put the clues together. 2 glasses, one with lipstick on the rim. Obvious evidence of takeout containers and plates. Clothing strewn around. She recognized Brent's suit. Those wrinkles were going to need dry cleaning to get out. She didn't recognize the black skirt and sapphire blouse, though. She looked at the high heels that were by the couch. Smaller size than hers. Expensive brand. She shut off the light. Then she sneaked into the bedroom. It took a second for her eyes to adjust. Slowly, in the low blue light from the humidifier that Brent insisted on, she finally saw. Brent, in bed, with another woman. Tam felt floaty,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?